now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen. Oh, that's Susie Eisen Hilton.
With guest host Susie Schuster, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Susie, you're 10 times better than your husband.
Oh, God. Oh, can you just do me a favor and put that on a t-shirt?
The Rich Eisen Show, earlier on the show. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come. Your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
Susie Schuster here with you on the Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to be with you. I cannot believe it's already the third hour for wherever you're taking in this show, whether it's Roku or it's on the radio, if it's on a podcast, if it's on any app whatsoever, however you get it. Thank you for getting it. Thrilled to be here with you with TJ Jefferson, our color commentator here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good morning, sir.
13 years ago today, the great Macho Man Randy Savage passed away, so just have to give him a shout out.
So you're showing respect today. Ooh, good to see you, TJ. Jay Felly, always happy to have you here with us in from Mike Del Tufo.
Happy to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You're kidding. Christopher Brockman, how are you, sir? He's got the lung. He's back from a golf trip.
Is your name Suzanne?
No.
Susan?
It's not. It's Susan. Is it just Susie?
It's Susan Elizabeth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't call me Susan.
I don't think I knew that.
Don't call me Susan. It's an awful name.
Really?
Not a fan. Nope,
are you named
like
after
it.
Someone like Lucci or something? Are you named after someone?
My name is not Susan.
The story I was told was that my mother was going to name me Elizabeth Lauren, and then when she was passed out after having given birth to me, my dad wrote Susan Elizabeth.
No way.
That's a window into my parents' marriage.
Your dad just came up with Susan on his
That's
own.
That's what my mother says, and my dad's not here, so I can't ask him. How about that? Hi, everybody. Wow. Aren't you so glad that you're taking in this edition?
That's unbelievable. Oh, I mean, I've known you for a long time. I've never asked you.
I never asked. And now you did.
I never thought to. I just came up.
Yeah, Susan. I'm not a Susan. I'm not really a Susie. It's very cheerful. Most people call me Suze with a Z. Like Mike Tirico, the guest on What the Football Tomorrow with Amy Trask and myself. If Tom Pelissero can give a plug, I can give a plug. Mike Tirico joins us tomorrow on What the Football, and he only calls me Suze. Also said it was very disconcerting to throw to me in the field because Susie Schuster can be somewhat of a, you know, tongue twistery kind of name. So he would always say, let's go to Suze. Suze? Very
Suze,
funny.
Susan
yeah. Call me Suze. Suze?
Susan.
Susie's Susie very Schuster. Cheerful. Very
I can't. I'm not. I can't see Susan. No. Were you a Susan growing up in like elementary school
Never.
And stuff?
Never. I was always Susie.
Really?
My mother didn't like the name Susan.
So why didn't they just call you Liz or Elizabeth or something?
I don't think I'm an Elizabeth
or Beth.
Either. No, Beth, definitely not. Fighting words, not happening.
I mean, but when you're five, little Lizzie Schuster, you know what I mean?
No, I think Susie Schuster is a great name.
I'm not saying it's not a great
name. Why would they
change it? No, but I'm saying if you didn't like Susan, you could have went by your middle name.
Listen, this is really cute, but I don't want to talk about. I want to talk about sports here, Chris. I mean, maybe you want to go do.
I think this is a window into your soul. I mean, there's a couch over here. Would you like to lay down?
I have a shrink.
We can break this down.
I have a shrink. You're the one who clearly needs it when it comes to my name.
I'm on no sleep.
Hey, Chris, listen, I know you want to talk about girly stuff, but I'm here to talk about sports, all right?
And Felly wants to talk about the pink fountain behind you.
I'm mesmerized by it.
Hey, guys, did you know that yesterday was the first ever single day with multiple game sevens won by road teams? I'm here to tell you that, not talk about girly things like my name.
Which one was more surprising, the road team winning a game seven yesterday?
That sounds like a what's more likely, actually.
I'm just, is it kind of an either or? Like, what surprised you the most?
Oh, I thought that definitely the Timberwolves over the Nuggets, don't you think? Pacers over the Knicks. Let's talk about Tyrese Halliburton for a second, guys. Let's just talk about him cruising in with the choke sweatshirt on in 1994.
That's so baller.
We all remember that, right? Wasn't it like, did he score like 8 points? Reggie Miller scored 8 points in 9 seconds.
I think it was 8 in like 18 seconds.
No, I think it was like 8 in 9 seconds. And then he came across with a choke and he gave a little bit of lip.
He did shove Anthony Mason in the back. That's
he may have.
I think that should be pointed out.
They did go on to lose to the Magic back then. But what have we to talk about other side from the fact that we had these Game 7 wins on the road? The Pacers over the Knicks, 130. To 109, Jalen Brunson going out in the third quarter with a broken hand and the shot of his dad on the bench just looking absolutely miserable as he realizes that the Knicks' chances to do the impossible were going to go into the toilet there with a broken hand in the third quarter. And, Tej, what were your thoughts when you were watching that game?
That if the Knicks could have avoided the injury bug, if Julius Randle had been there, if Bob Donovich, if you had a healthy OG, who OG came out in 5 minutes, had
tried
5 points.
Tried to play last night.
I thought it was OG Reed, OG Willis Reed. I can't help but think that if this Knicks team was healthy, this could have probably have been a different story. But on the same hand, a friend and I were talking about this. If Randle was healthy, if these guys were healthy, do you get playoff Jalen Brunson? Do you get these 40-point games? Do you get this magic from him if Randle's there? Probably not. So the Knicks did as well as they could do with the players and with, you know, with what they had. They were so hurt and were missing so many key contributors that I'm amazed that they got as far as they did, and they should be very proud of themselves. Knicks fans should be happy because, look, they stepped up and they exceeded our expectations.
Completely overachieved, given the circumstances. Jalen Brunson is now a superstar, and everyone,
superstar.
And then like casuals now know who he is, appreciate him, and he's probably their favorite player, not on their favorite team. This guy has become a superstar in this league thanks
to this
run.
He was the king of New York, and now I think Jalen Brunson is the king of New York.
King of New York, you know? King of the fourth. The guy has been incredible. It's too bad. You never want to see a player, you know, have their season end like that with injury. You know, he wouldn't have played. He wouldn't have played against Boston in the next round. They would have got probably blasted.
Blown out. Let's take a second to listen to Brunson after the game last
night. He's been
great.
Would you look at this season as a success given what you guys had to go through and where it ended up?
No.
Why do you feel that way, and how would you evaluate the year?
Did we win the championship? Did we get close?
Somewhat.
So, no. That's my mindset. That's just how it is.
And as for the Pacers, I mean, they lost. Right. They lost the first two and then rolled. And the question is, like, obviously, you can't. Once a star player goes out, everything shifts. Mm-hmm. But Tyrese Halliburton started the game, 4 threes in the first quarter, 27 points on 10 of 17. And he did bark around that court to everyone, including Dante DiVincenzo. I mean, he had a...
DiVincenzo had an awesome game yesterday.
He was yapping, and he was feeling it. And, oh, by the way, I mean, game one, Tuesday night in Boston.
Let's go. A lot of rest for the Celtics. I would imagine they're going to come out rusty because, you know, as Vincent Goodwill said earlier in the show, and as we've seen the last few seasons with this team, they do dumb stuff and just give away games. And they're not a good home team in the playoffs the last few years. So I got to think Indiana's going to steal one of these in Boston.
You know they
have.
Game
one or two, they're going to.
Also,
they're going to.
And Rick Carlisle talked about it after the game. I mean, to win in Madison Square Garden, to win the...
That's epic. To win a game seven on the road.
Let's roll this out and hear from him right now.
We played a great game tonight. But whatever we threw at them, they kept coming. They kept coming. The crowd was unbelievable. And, you know, I just told our team, when you win a game seven in Madison Square Garden, you've made history. It's very, very difficult to do. This is the most raucous crowd.
No doubt.
In the NBA that I've seen. And we're going to Boston, and, you know, Boston's up there too. But, you know, these fans are, are just unbelievable. Unbelievable. They were just like single-handedly, all 19,000 of them, you know, trying to will the Knicks back into the game in the third quarter. And, you know, and our guys held the line. You know, they were defiant about holding the line, and we found a way to go ahead and win the third quarter, and then I think we won the fourth quarter as well.
Yeah, the Pacers just put on a shooting clinic, one of the greatest shooting halves in the 77-year history of the NBA, beating out that of the San Antonio Spurs in 2014. And the question is, what will happen when they go to Boston, to that raucous crowd in Boston?
You know, this is just kind of off the beaten path because I wanted to say this earlier. I said this about 3 weeks ago, and I think I really mean it. When it comes to, I'm looking ahead to the Olympics, which I know we're on the finals here, but I'm going to say it again. Jalen Brunson has played well enough. I feel he deserves to be on this Olympic basketball team. And I am voluntarily wanting to remove my guys Embiid and Kawhi off of the team, because if you're not healthy enough to make it through the playoffs, if I'm owner of the Sixers and the Clippers, I don't want these guys who can't finish the season to then go to Paris this summer and play. I don't want them on the team.
Yeah, but
if
you're a Knicks fan...
You want Jalen Brunson to rest that hand.
Yeah,
to get ready
you don't
for
want
next year.
This guy's already played enough. He's played 45 minutes every game in the playoffs.
He'll be healed in a few weeks.
He's got a hurt foot and a broken hand, and you want him to play in the Olympics?
Yeah, because I feel he's earned that right.
Because you're a Sixer fan, and you want him to keep playing?
There's something to be said, TJ.
I'm a guy who looks at Jalen Brunson and go, here's a guy who's not blessed with out of this world athleticism, not blessed with out of this world height. There's nothing. Specifically, at like looking at him, making you go, that guy's a top athlete. This guy has earned the right. His hand will be healed by the Olympics. I just feel like he's earned the right to be on that team now.
There's something to be said for performance-based appropriation to go to the Olympics. Like, you have to get to the next level. And if I'm Steve Ballmer, I am putting Kawhi Leonard in that Han Solo-like freezing that Jabba the Hutt put him in. Because I don't want that guy moving.
Carbonite? I don't want to upset the Star Wars fans.
Don't egg them on because they'll come after us. But yeah, I mean, there's something to be
frozen
said.
Frozen carbonite, I'm a genius.
Like, I don't want them to, they can't get through the playoffs because they're hurt. Like,
right.
Keep resting. Let's put a healthier person in there who's proven that he deserves the right to be on that team. You know, no hate to those two. Those are my two favorite players. But like, let's...
Yeah, he obviously deserves it, but I mean, if you're a Knicks fan, like, this guy needs to chill for a few months.
Yeah, put him on ice, let him rest, and then come back and become the superstar that he is absolutely destined to be. 844-204-RICH is the number to call. I keep my word, I keep my promises. The phone lines are lit. Every single one of these win-loss will be read out and challenged, and we will chew them up, and it's going to be great. So don't go anywhere if you're on the phone lines. But first, Chris Brockman, fresh off of his celebrity golf outing on the weekend, is here with What's More Likely.
Play my music.
Oh, Overreaction Monday. Wrong one. Okay, let me just...
What did you say? What's More Likely? Come on.
You weren't even paying attention.
That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday.
I was pulling up my topics.
What day is it?
It's Monday. Yeah. What's More Likely? Friday.
Hot mess Monday.
That I wrote for you last week. Did those come out well?
Oh, by the way, those were really good.
How'd those do?
They were great. You did a great job.
I tried to do a few to upset Rich.
By the way, every time I read one, he would say something like, oh, God, Brockman's always got to like twist it. That's a Brockman twist.
What does he want me to do? Take it easy?
Do they forget what the name of the... It's Overreaction.
Yeah. Someone in the comments was like... And I'm just an instigator. I'm like, yeah. What is the point? I can feel it. What's up, guys? Happy Monday.
Hey. Oh, and I did that, by the way.
You said hi to everyone.
I was like, hey, guys,
Rich's
how you
question.
Doing?
Rich was like,
did he tell you to do that?
Did he write that in there, or are you just doing it?
I did not write, say hi to everyone in parentheses.
She knew the story.
You knew. Look, shout out to the tubers. What do we got? Okay, here we go. Did you guys see this? The Steelers, a couple football, and then a bunch of hodgepodge. The Steelers don't play a division game in the first 11 weeks. Did you see that?
Yeah. Kind of insane.
By the way, bad news. This is going to be the first year that Mike Tomlinson, I just made him LaDainian's dad, that Mike Tomlinson, man, I am so tired. Mike Tomlin finishes with a sub 500 record. Hey, look at the schedule. We have it
laminated. Doesn't
TJ,
it?
Did you laminate these at home or did you go get them done?
No, I went to Kinko's.
But doesn't it make sense? I mean, the Steelers kind of took it in the schedule.
They kind of took it. They played Baltimore week 11. That's their first division game. Baltimore at Cleveland, at Cincinnati, Cleveland at home. Then they play the Eagles. And the Chiefs are in there, and then Baltimore, Cincinnati. Like, yeah, they're going to go over to win unless they're 10-0 going into going. Well, they're going to be 9-0 because they have a bye week 9.
Unless, by your phone, man, I may need you.
Unless they're 9-0 going into week 11, like, how do they finish with a winning record this year?
And so week 17 is Christmas, right?
I think they're going to be really beat up that last stretch at week 4. Okay, to end the season. At Philadelphia, at Baltimore, short week, Kansas City, Christmas, and hey, then least, home for Cincinnati.
At least they might get Taylor Swift for Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
That's 0-4. They're going to split Cleveland.
Stop it.
Yo, they're going to finish the year like 1-6.
I'm going to write that down.
I don't see it. I think this is the year. Also, talk about all the quarterback issues. I mean, if Russ better start out hot. At Atlanta, at they three of the first four on the road. They better start out hot, or it's going to be Fields time.
So that
and
is
then
not at all an overreaction.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah. All good right. job.
Thank you. All right. Did you see Michael Rubin? This guy is killing it, right? The Fanatics dude. He used to own TJ's favorite teams. He posted on his Instagram that Tom Brady was there meeting with a bunch of these NFL rookies. Have you seen these? Guess yeah. what? You know what it was? It was an official passing of the torch. Brady has officially passed it off to Drake May. Multiple Super Bowls incoming for New England. Look at this. By the way, is Drake May taller than Tom Brady?
I mean, they look alike.
No. He could be Brady's youngest son.
I mean, that's true.
Multiple Super Bowls.
Multiple incoming. They had a meeting with everybody. Jaden Daniels was there. Brock Bowers, Malik Nabers, Caleb. Look at this photo. By the way, Drake May and I have something in common. When we're in a big group of people, we stand on our tiptoes to take photos.
Is he on his... Let me see.
If you zoom in on his feet, he's on his tiptoes in the back.
Cute.
Bo Nix was there, Jay-Z, and Michael Rubin. Multiple Super Bowls. You think Drake May wins multiple Super Bowls? TJ, how about this one? Who finishes their career with more rings? Drake May or Dak Prescott?
Ooh, that's so mean, TJ. Don't let him talk to you that way.
Let's see. Drake May is going to have zero Super Bowls, so it all depends on what Dak does.
I think Drake May has more Super Bowls than Dak Prescott. Is
Thank
that
you.
Fair?
Thank
I
you,
think
Susie.
I take that.
Thank you, Susie.
Well, probably because at some point the Patriots won't re-sign him. He'll go to another team. He'll be a backup, and then he'll win a Super Bowl like on some other
Overreaction
team.
Or not overreaction? Multiple for Drake May. That's an overreaction.
I don't think she's paying. I'm going to say, Chris, you are overreacting just a little bit. I think your Patriots fandom is
that got me so hype.
I understand that. And
I was kind of off my phone this weekend, but I was like, I have a second. Let me go. Well, I was playing golf. I was playing great golf. I was like, oh, Tom Brady and Drake May?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Look at this photo.
I've been hyped for a few decades now. So
look at this photo.
It looks like a Hanes commercial, doesn't it?
What happened?
Good call. Really good call.
You had your run. It's now over.
No, here's
Welcome
a deal.
To the bottom.
No, here's a deal.
It's never
You guys had
again.
Your chance.
It's never
you had this
again.
Post-Brady window to win your rings. You blew it because that's what the Cowboys do. And now we're back. Once Drake May becomes a starter, look out.
All right, calm down over
Sorry.
There.
Sorry.
We're back in like 2 years.
I'm excited.
We're back in 2 years.
I'm excited.
Okay,
two
this is not,
All right,
this
Jay
is
Sally,
not
change
Bledsoe
the music.
Getting
change
hurt,
the music.
And suddenly it's Tom Brady coming in, and Chris Slade and William McGinnis are the linebacking core. We're not quite
Slade.
There yet.
Good one.
You're welcome.
Shout out Ben Coates.
I mean, are you trying to say the Patriots are winning a Super Bowl in 2 years? Is that what I'm getting out of you two?
I think we start building
in
2 years.
We're back.
This is
not an
overreaction. Like
I said,
think in 2 years,
24 is going to stink. Let's go 3-14. 25, we're back.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Talking about Jalen Brunson. Here is what we're talking about. You know what I think? Well, they played so many minutes. Everybody on their team got hurt. By the way, if they made it to the Eastern Finals, you were going to get minutes. The Knicks should think about ready. Moving on from Tibbs after the exhausting playoff run.
What are they, the Lakers?
His style, unsustainable. for this team.
What are they, the Lakers are going to just start changing coaches every year?
Too many minutes. Guys are getting worn out and run down. Not he built them up. Now let somebody else come in and take them to the promised land.
Okay, so Jokic was gassed. Are we going to replace their coach?
No, they won a championship. What has Tibbs won?
Tibbs is building. He's building.
Building what?
He's building a building a franchise.
Infirmary with all these guys getting banged up?
If a guy is that gassed under 30, just make him run more. I need more conditioning.
Make him run more.
I want more conditioning.
Can you tell that to Coop? Hey, Coop, I know you're tired and your neck hurts. Just run more.
By the way, I make these girls do suicides and they run laps. And every time there's a lollygag rainbow pass, I make them run laps. Conditioning. Let's go, Tibbs. He's not going anywhere. Don't be insane. That's dumb. That's overreaction.
Nick should think about it. All right. How about this one? TJ, I think you're going to like this one. The Pacers are going to push the Celtics to 7 games in the Eastern Conference Finals.
I think that's a proper reaction.
No, Vinny Goodwill basically told us that it was going to be a gentleman's sweep.
I don't know if I agree with that, though. Is Porzingis playing?
He's not going to play for at least the first 2-3 games, maybe. I don't know. We haven't really heard an update on him.
So, like,
he has said personally that he's trending. He keeps posting that, you know, rising emoji.
So, and I'm not... I mean, just a legitimate question. How then do you match up with Siakam and Turner then?
Got big guard. Tatum's 6'10". Al Horford has played out of his mind last series.
That is true. Al Horford, let me tell you, I thought it was over with him.
When he was OKC and the Sixers?
When he went to the Sixers, yeah. I was like, okay, Al Horford's retiring. And then it's just like this guy has found some type of fountain of youth or he's made some type of deal with some entity. It wouldn't surprise me because... the Pacers are hot right now, and I have to believe they have a real belief in themselves that they can go ahead and do this. So why not? I could see both of these series going the same.
All right, Woj is saying Porzingis expected to miss games 1 and 2.
Okay,
so we'll check back in week 3. Well, which series more likely to go 7? Pacers, Celtics, Mavs, Wolves.
I'd say the Western Conference Finals probably. If you can ask me right now, I'd say that's more likely.
All right, how about this one? The Nuggets.
Stop saying what's more likely, because that's what throws me. We can't say what's more likely.
Throwing them right in there. It's Monday. It's Monday. Susie, we got you. Stay with me.
Are you saying that to me? Oh, my God. Really?
Stay with me.
Well, see, the name of this bit is...
Overreaction Monday.
Here's the deal, TJ. The Nuggets championship window just closed. After blowing the 20-point lead in Game 7.
I'd say definitely not.
It's over.
Nah.
They had their shot. They had the best team all year. They had the chance to repeat. They blew it. The West is too good. We've seen what's coming with Minnesota. They're early, so that means they're here now. Like, Dion, we coming? Uh-uh, we're here, right? Dallas, they're now here.
Mm-hmm.
OKC is here.
They are here, yeah.
Think about the other teams. Phoenix, what are they going to do? Sacramento, they were just there. Lakers, they're coming. Clippers, they're coming. Nuggets had their chance. Window closed.
I think that is an overreaction because as long as Joker's still there and as long as Jamal Murray, who didn't play great in this last series until the last game, you just need to get one more piece in there. You know, it had been if Aaron Gordon is on, then you didn't need Porter. Or maybe Porter's on if Gordon's off. But... you just get one more piece, and I don't think they need a superstar. They just need a player to come in there, consistently give them, you know, 15 points a game. I think the Nuggets are going to be right there again in the next few years. They're too good.
I also think that the Timberwolves were too good of a matchup for the Nuggets. They're 0-11 when held under 100 points this season. By the way, 5 of them against the Timberwolves.
Great stat.
I just think that it was a really tough matchup for them. That Jokic needs to go sleep and rest for about 3 weeks. And then they add a couple of players.
He's going home.
And then I think they're back next year.
It's horse time.
Overreaction.
All right, last
but
one.
But I do think one thing. I do think we are seeing a changing of the guards to some degree. We're seeing like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah,
a lot of young guys coming up. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
I do think that there's something exciting happening in the air out there.
Torches are getting passed.
Let's finish Overreaction Monday.
Let's finish. Hey, 0-3, a lot of turnovers per game so far in her WNBA debut. Caitlin Clark is not going to win Rookie of the Year in the WNBA. Overwhelming favorite when the season started. We saw what she did to end her college career. But you know what? It's a struggle. This is the big leagues, TJ. Not going to win Rookie of the Year, Caitlin Clark.
It truly is the big leagues. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of, it seems like a lot of people on social media, which is a horrible gauge, really, of anything. A lot of people are kind of
piling on
because she didn't start off so great. But look, these are the top female basketball players in the world. You know, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're more physical. She went to a team who had the first draft pick, which meant that they weren't very good last year. But they did have the Rookie of the Year in the league of Boston. So, look, man, like I said last week, you weren't here. Get her while you can, right? Because I feel like she'll figure it out. It's going to be a learning process like anything else. These women are coming for her. Let's just be very honest about that. When you have that much attention coming on you, like her and Angel Reese do, these other players are going to be a little hyped up to come and get you and kind of welcome you to the big leagues. So, won't win the WNBA Rookie of the Year. Oh man, I don't know if you know what.
I know it's only been a week.
I'm gonna say that's an overreaction.
Okay. How about this? I don't care if she wins it or she doesn't win it. That she is there is why we are here. And I know and I appreciate Sue Bird was on the show, I believe it was Friday when you were not here. And I appreciate the fact that there are legions of hardcore women before her. But guess what? There are that many more now that she is there. And she went to the Fever for a reason, because they were terrible.
So I just said,
you don't go to the best team. Yeah, so getting, let the girl breathe out. It's been off.
Okay. But see, Susie, there is no backing off, because now she is, to some, the face of the league. And she has had all of this.
Oh, there's going to be Caitlin Clark fatigue soon, I'm sure.
There may very well be, but I'll tell you this right now. A 10-year-old at home said to me, why are they on her case all the time? She just started with the team. And you need chemistry for a basketball team,
that's
Mom.
That's a great point.
You are right, Taylor Eisen. Let's take a break. When we come back, the phone lines are lit, as Rich likes to say. The phone lines are lit, people. Win-loss when we come back right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Just call clickgrainger.com or stop by. All right, as promised, let's get back to win-loss. Because as Chris said, we could do this all day.
We really could.
And by the way, it's fantastic fun. It's fun every time, especially when we screw up reading it. All right, Randy, in Sarasota, Florida, the Lions win-loss game. You are up, my friend. How are you, sir?
Randy.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Do you mind if I say something and ask you a question before we get involved?
Sure.
I just wanted to say, Chris, I love you. TJ, I love you.
Thanks, brother.
I love the show. I try to watch it on a regular basis. And then my question is, whose number was on the baseball?
Randy, you jumped the gun. That was going to be something I was working on for tomorrow.
Randy.
Bro, I'm sorry.
Randy.
I didn't mean
tune in
to
tomorrow.
Off, but I need
tune
to know.
In tomorrow.
Randy, it was a good one. And Rich was beside himself.
Oh, he was so mad.
He was so upset.
I think he's still mad to this day.
You know, we were just friends then. I don't think we were dating yet.
On the baseball.
Well, you'll have to call in tomorrow.
Tune
for
in
that
tomorrow,
one.
Randy.
No, it's okay. If you're not okay with saying it, that's fine. Let's move on.
Do I do it? No.
Let me start off by saying we're beating the Rams at home. First off.
Whoa.
So we're gonna start 1-0, and now it's your turn.
You want Chris to do it, TJ, or me?
Yeah, Randy.
Right. To be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't really matter who does it. I love TJ. I love Chris. I love you. But it really doesn't matter.
TJ,
you're up. This guy just wants to rattle off.
Let's go. All
right. Well, I wasn't prepared.
Detroit. I'll do this
17-0,
one.
17-0, man.
Okay, so we already started right, with 1-0.
Randy, we got the Rams.
We're starting 1-0 for sure. We're beating the Rams.
1-0.
No doubt about it.
16-0.
All right,
man.
So then we got they're on the road against the Bucs.
That's another dub.
All right. So now we have at the Cardinals.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's an easy dub.
And I read that wrong. They're at home against Tampa Bay. So you got them 3-0 right now? Yeah. All right, at home against the Seahawks.
Okay, TJ, do you disagree with me, though? Like, where are we at?
No,
you know
I'm
mean?
Just I'm just making sure I got
Randy,
it right.
Randy, rattle it off. Let's go. Rapid
sure
fire.
I got it right, Randy. All right, so week four, Monday night against Seattle. What you got, bro?
I'm scared of that game because Seattle always beats us for some reason, so I'm going to call that an L.
Ooh. All right. So now you've got a week five bye. That's nice. Now week six. Now tread lightly here, Randy, because you're at the Dallas Cowboys and you're 4-1.
Yeah, I don't like that one either. I think that's an L, I think it's going to be because of the refs.
Wait a second. You think it's what?
No, it's an L, but it's because of the refs. It's not because we're not a better team.
All right, so you're taking the L in week six, right?
I'm taking the L.
All right, week seven, you're at Minnesota.
That's an easy dub, even if it's J.J. McCarthy. I love that man because I'm a Michigan fan, but that's a dub.
All right, week eight, we have you versus the Tennessee Titans.
That's an easy dub.
All right, week nine, at the Cheeseheads.
At Green Bay, I don't like at Green Bay, so I'm going to give us an L there.
Ooh, okay. That makes sense. It's a rivalry game, right? 5-3 heading into week 10.
I'm not digging it.
5-3. Now you're traveling. You're on the road. You got C.J. Stroud and the Texans.
Yeah, that's going to be back-to-back L's.
Wow, okay. 5-4. Week 11 versus the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That should be a dub.
All right, so that's going to put you at 6-4. Week 12, you're at the Colts.
That should be a dub.
All right, 7-4. Week 13, the Bears.
Not scared of Chicago. That should be a dub.
Oh, so you're saying Thanksgiving you're going to eat is what you're saying?
Well, I plan to on both fronts.
Week 14, you got the Cheeseheads again. What you got? You're 8-4.
Well, we gotta win that one since we lost on the road.
All right, so you're 9-4. Now you got the Buffalo Bills in week 15.
I'm thinking that could be that's a 50-50 game, but I'm gonna call it an L.
Okay, 9-5. Now week 16, you're at Chicago.
Dub.
All right, 10-5. Week 17, you're at the 49ers on Monday night.
revenge game. We played a terrible second half in the conference championship. We're beating them this time.
All right. Now you're going to wrap it up week 18 versus J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings.
No, we put them to sleep.
Put them to sleep.
So, Randy, you have the Detroit Lions with a record of 12-5.
12-5.
12-5 should be the move.
Same as last year.
And to be honest with you, it might even be a little better than that.
Okay.
I was trying to be unbiased.
I like your style. All right, man.
Randy, thanks again for your time. Really appreciate the call.
Good,
thanks for holding on.
I appreciate you guys, and I love your show.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. All right, new rules. Rapid fire.
We got to go faster.
Okay, we want to get everybody in. Jumping Jimmy and St. Louis Cardinals win-loss. Let's go.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, bro?
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's do this. Week one at Buffalo. Ooh.
That's an easy one. That's going to be Arizona.
Week two at the Rams at home.
We are going Arizona. Win.
Week three, Detroit.
Close game. It's going to be a loss.
Week four, Washington.
It's going to be a win.
Week five at San Francisco.
Here we go. It's going to be a loss.
Okay. Week six at Green Bay.
We are going to lose that one again.
All right. Chargers, week seven.
Another loss.
At Miami, week eight.
We are going to rely on good coaching, turn it around, find the momentum, and we're going to win that one.
Wow, optimism in week eight. Week nine, Chicago. Oof.
Oh, that's easy. We avoided drafting Caleb Williams, got ourselves a new wide receiver who's going to light it up. And we avoided the biggest bust in NFL history, and we are now going to win against Chicago.
Wow, overreaction Monday, indeed. Week 10, New York Jets.
Hopefully the game I can go to. I've never been to a Cardinal home game. I've been a fan back in St. Louis since the 70s. And I want to hopefully bump into Rich there and really console him when they lose that game. Cardinals win.
I like it. Week 11 by week 12 at Seattle.
We're going to win that one again. And now you have the national media talking about the Cardinals.
It's four in a row.
Jonathan Gannon.
Week 13 at Minnesota.
Close game, but we are going to lose that one.
Week 14, Seattle.
Great. Competition. Those guys always play tough. We're going to pull that one out.
Week 15, New England.
We will win that one.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Week 16 at Carolina.
We are going to lose that game.
Week 17 at the Rams.
Unfortunately, another loss.
Yeah, week 18, San Francisco.
We will win as they are resting players.
Wow. Jimmy, nice job. What's he got, Chris?
10-7.
All right.
Yeah, and we will not make the playoffs because we're the Cardinals.
10-7 misses playoffs.
Take care, TJ. Love you.
My man, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
10-7 misses the playoffs, and Jimmy has that really hot take about Caleb Williams.
Really hot take.
Biggest bust in NFL history.
Avoided drafting. That was incredible.
Biggest bust in NFL history.
Like the history of the NFL?
I mean, I think Steve Emptman, I think, would like a word.
Apparently it's overreaction Monday. Wow. Lyle, like Lyle. Let's see. In Pennsylvania, Steelers win last. Did we already do Steelers?
No.
Okay, let's do it. Oh, this is a good one. How are you?
Where in Pennsylvania are you, Lyle?
Well, I'm sorry?
Where in Pennsylvania are you?
Well, I lived in Pittsburgh for about 30 years, and I went out to California, and now I'm back in Allentown, PA.
Oh, man.
They're closing all the factories down.
Because we're living there in Allentown.
All right.
Living here in Allentown.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Everybody must do that to you.
Steelers.
All right, week one.
Yeah, everybody. I like your name, Suze. Stick with Suze,
right? Thank you, friend.
Stick with Suze.
At Atlanta, week one.
Win. Now, I just want to say something. Steelers, I got to say, may have the toughest schedule this year.
Yeah, that's true.
They have the toughest schedule.
Steelers and Patriots have the toughest. Wait, who's the quarterback? Is it Russ still?
Russ Wilson, and I'll tell you after I'm done with my prediction what the headline's going to be for next year.
Great.
Right, I like it.
For the NFL.
Denver, week two. Let's go.
Win.
Chargers, week three.
Win.
At Indy, week four.
Oh, here we go.
Win.
Uh-oh.
Dallas, week five.
Loss.
At the Raiders, week six.
The Raiders.
Win.
New York Jets, week seven.
They're going to crush them.
Six.
I like it.
6-1.
Giants, week eight.
Win.
Bye, week nine. Week 10, at Washington.
Win.
Baltimore, week 12. Week 11.
Loss.
At Cleveland, week 12.
Should be a tough one. I say with a win.
At Cincinnati, week 13.
Loss.
Cleveland, week 14.
So home game win.
At Philly, week 15.
Loss.
At Baltimore, week 16.
Win.
KC on Christmas. Oh, no, I'm reading the wrong one. Hold on. At Chicago. No, am I?
No, you're right.
All right, no,
just
right.
Checking.
You're right.
KC
right.
At Christmas.
KC Christmas.
This is tough.
Loss.
Cincinnati, week 18.
Win.
Chris, what you got?
12-5?
There's a lot of 12-5
predictions. 12-5, are we talking about Russ MVP? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so here's what I'm saying. Russ is going to win the Super Bowl this year. Steelers will win the Super Bowl. And the headline's going to be the Steelers pick up a quarterback for $1 million while the other two teams pay over $100 million, and neither one of them have been to the Super Bowl ever. Russ was a bit of a bad team last year, bad coach, and he's not done. He's the I was praying we would pick him up. With the right talent on offense, and he gets the offensive line that we've been building, Steelers will make Super Bowl this year, my prediction. Ooh. And then again, headline will be for $1 million quarterback. That's it. Not $100 million, $1 million quarterback.
Black and gold. Here we go.
Black and yellow. That's right.
Bold predictions. Thanks again for calling in. Appreciate your time.
We'll see you in New Orleans if that's the case.
Let's take a break and wrap up this Monday edition with more callers because, I mean, you guys, if I don't get to you today, I'll be here tomorrow.
Let's do it.
Let's take a break. When we come back on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to close up with a lot more win-loss.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Jealous of any of you guys with playoff basketball in your town. And if you are going to take in some basketball playoffs, check out Game Time People. I'm just saying that they are great. I have three kids with three different tastes. I'm constantly going on the Game Time app to try to buy different tickets to different events around town, be it a play or a game or what have you. The best part about it is you can see where you want to sit. You can actually see the view because when you have little kids, there's nothing worse than buying seats, spending a lot of money, and then you get there and you can't even see. So I use Game Time so I can see their view. That is the best part to me about that, besides the flash deals, besides the last-minute tickets, because everyone's late in this town, the lowest price guaranteed, and the event cancellation protection. All of that's the best, but I always take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Every basketball ticket with Game Time. Download the app, create an account, use the code RICH for $20 off of your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create that account, redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's keep going with this a little bit more. And again, like I said, if you don't get on today, guess who's here tomorrow? I will bring donuts tomorrow. Maybe it's Mimosa Tuesday. Hot Mess Monday is almost over. I'm just saying.
It was a hot mess.
It's been a hot mess.
Hot mess of a day.
Were my takes bad? Was overreaction bad?
No, I just forgot it was overreaction Monday. I mean, I did have other guests planned that suddenly couldn't do, so it was a little bit of a scramble for today.
We're scrambling.
But yeah, listen.
Scramble the Jets, Hot Mess Monday.
It's called hot. It's called live TV, people, for a reason. All right. Win-loss. Let's go to Bobby in Colorado. Dolphins win-loss. Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Hey guys, how we doing?
Bobby, so awesome. Bobby, how'd you get to be Dolphins in Colorado?
It's a whole thing, buddy.
Got it.
By the way, like, do you realize that we have the weirdest group of fans today, with the exception of Jumping Jimmy? I mean, we have the fans are all over the place. No, Jumping Jimmy was odd too, right? Who? I think we've had. He was St. Louis. Yeah, we have stuff all over.
Well, he
across
was Cardinals
the board.
In St. Louis, Jimmy. Yeah.
Well, I'm one who can tell you that your location should not determine what team you fall in love with and want to root for. So
well, that's your opinion.
Just pick a team, TJ.
What's that?
Some of us actually just pick a team, though, buddy. I don't know.
Look, that's Bobby, true. I was on your side. I was trying to help you out.
Bobby, like, just shut you down. Corner. Let's go. You know Bobby, what I mean? In Colorado,
Bobby,
rapid
Dolphins.
Fire. Rapid fire.
What
let's
do we
go.
Got? Right,
we'll
let's
make
go.
It fast, Suze. I'm sorry.
Let's go. Who's doing it? Me? All right, Jacksonville, week one.
Oh, Susie, for sure, please.
Thank you. Yeah, you know where I want
to go.
Exactly. Wow. Quiet on, over there, Rockman.
That was Chris Rockman.
Seriously. Wow. Week one, Jacksonville. He doesn't have an Emmy.
Week one, Jacksonville's coming to town. Home opener. Miami wins that one.
And I got better hair. Week two, Buffalo.
Oh, man, this should be on a Sunday, not a Thursday, but I think Miami wins a close one.
Week three at Seattle.
They're going to lose that one.
Week four, Tennessee.
They're going to beat Tennessee.
Week five at New England. Win. Really? Okay, week six is win. Bye. Week move, seven at on. Indy.
Four, Indy. Four and one start.
We
five
suck.
And one.
At home at Arizona, week eight.
I think Miami wins that one at home.
6-1.
At Buffalo.
At Buffalo, that's a loss.
At the Rams?
That is a loss.
Las Vegas at home?
I actually think they have a three-game skid here.
Ooh.
Yeah, but week 12, New England, they win, right?
Yeah, we're going to get right back on track.
Right back on track.
At Green Bay, week 13.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. That's Thanksgiving, right? That's,
Thanksgiving yeah, that's, night
that's,
game,
that's,
yep.
That's a loss.
Jets, week 14.
That's an easy win.
Yeah, I know. At Houston, week 15.
Ugh, man, here comes another skid. We're going to lose at Houston and San Francisco.
Ooh, at Ooh. Cleveland, week 17.
Ooh.
Cleveland's a win.
And closing up at the Jets, week 18.
Need a win
yeah,
here.
Need a win.
All right.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
10-7, Bobby? 10-7?
Yeah, 10-7's rough. I think we're going to be...
Does that make it?
We're going to be scraping our way.
All right, Bob.
Does that make the playoffs? Are you in or out?
I have a feeling we don't make the playoffs this year.
Wow.
Okay. All right, brother. Good yeah. luck.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for your call.
Appreciate it.
One more. Brent in Indiana. Bills win loss. Let's go, Brent. Let's go. Brent, you there? Hello,
yeah,
Brent.
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Brent.
We're gonna
hi.
Take
how you guys doing?
What's up?
You're going to crush it. We're going to close it up with you today. Let's go week
okay,
one.
Sounds good.
Bills, let's do it.
Ready? Arizona, right. week one.
Yep. That's a win.
At Miami, week two.
That's a win.
Week three, Jacksonville.
That's a win.
Week four, at Baltimore.
No, that's a loss.
Okay, at Houston, week five.
That's a win.
Week six, at the Jets.
That's a loss.
Really? Ooh. Interesting. Ooh. Really?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's Monday night, though.
It's
I don't know. I don't know.
Monday nighter.
That's a tough one. Week seven, Tennessee.
That'd be a win.
At Seattle, week eight.
That's a loss.
Miami, week 9.
That's a loss.
At Indy, week 10.
That's a win.
Taylor Swift's team, week 11, that's KC.
I'm sorry, that's a loss. Hope okay. it changes up in the playoffs.
Week 12, bye week. Week 13, San Francisco.
That's a win.
At the Rams, week 14.
It's a win.
At Detroit, week 15.
That's a loss.
Yeah, I think so, too. New England, forget it. New York Jets, week 17.
That's a win.
At New England, week 18.
Win.
You win.
That's
not,
a win
nice
again.
Three game.
Yeah.
What you got, Chris?
11-6. 11-6, Brent.
Yeah, I'm hoping 12-5, but I'll take 11-6.
I would take 11-6 tomorrow for
is that
New England.
3 seed? 4 seed? What do we got?
I'm thinking 3.
3 seed.
All right, Ron, Brent, Gordon, Dave, and John. See you tomorrow, guys. We want you to call back in. I love the win-loss. It's actually like a great way to interact with everybody. It's also
really
fun.
It's really fun.
Right?
All right, so what teams tomorrow? Giants, Jets. We'll get to those tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean...
Everyone come correct. We're
you
doing
know what's
win-loss.
So depressing? Okay, so week
wait,
one...
Wait, we need teams that teams that we don't ever hear from. Like Bucks. Give me the football team,
TJ. We haven't
TJ,
seen the Commanders.
Colts.
Yeah.
Cowboys, did you go last
Bengals,
week?
Bengals we haven't
Not
done.
Yet.
No Bengals.
Are you going to ruminate? You're thinking about it for a while?
I was going to do it last week, and then I guess we just ran out of time. But I'll
Falcons.
Do it at some point.
You do it tomorrow. Let's Sarah, do it
Sarah's
tomorrow,
Sarah's dad
TJ.
Called last
Carolina
year.
Carolina Panthers we don't have, I don't believe.
Panthers.
I don't believe
here's the thing.
Bengals.
I feel like
every year there's a sneaky team that comes out of nowhere, and this might be because I just saw some Bryce Young passing clips on Twitter. I think the Panthers might be sneaky good next year.
Really? I would bet that with you.
We need some Saints
fans
to call
I would bet that with
in.
You. I don't think so. Saints fans would be nice. We can replay Cooper's win-loss with the Patriots for Chris to see.
I don't think we have the Titans.
Guys, Hot Mess Monday, we're coming to a close. We will see you tomorrow at the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich. Have a great day.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.